If you've been paying attention to the debate over healthcare reform, you might have heard the words medical home. It's become a health reform buzz term, as it's touted as a way to cut costs and improve primary care. Massachusetts recently launched several programs to create medical homes, but trying to find out exactly what a medical home is no easy task, as WBUR's health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer tells us.
Ask someone in the healthcare world to define a medical home, and you'll probably get a different answer from everyone you talk to.
I explain the medical home as a suite of services.
Think of, you know, you go home and you've got the fire going and you're sitting, you're reading a book, and you can relax.
It's not home as a physical building. It's more of the you always go home to mommy sort of thing. Or
it's like if I'm the CEO of my body, my doctor in the medical home is my executive assistant who tells me what wine to order with chicken if I don't know.
With answers like that, it's no wonder many people are confused about what exactly a medical home is. To start with, it isn't a place. It's an idea. And one way to understand that idea is to listen to Martha Glennon phone some of her patients. She's a nurse in a medical home pilot project at Massachusetts General Hospital.
Hi, Robert. This is Martha Glennon, the case manager from Dr. Finn's office. I just wanted to check to see how you're doing.
Robert is 86 and has serious medical problems, a heart transplant, failing kidneys. He's also legally blind. He was recently hospitalized for weight loss and fatigue, and he tells her he's had some vomiting and chills.
Is your wife coming in with you for your appointment tomorrow with the doctor?
That part might sound like just friendly chit-chat, but what Glennon's doing is finding out if Robert has a ride to the hospital. If he doesn't, she'll arrange one for him.
I'm just going to let Dr. Finn know as well about the vomiting and chills.
She'll let Dr. Finn know because they're both part of a team of people at Mass General who oversee Robert's health care. There's also a pharmacist, a psychiatrist, and a social worker. The team approach is key to the medical home concept. Eric Weil is a primary care physician at Mass General who helps run this pilot program.
Your ideal of a doctor is somebody who really knows you, who follows you through thick and thin, when you're sick, when you're healthy. What we're doing is we're acknowledging the fact that one person can't do that.
Weil says other people on a medical home team can help with things like nutrition counseling and scheduling visiting nurses, or non-medical issues, from filling out forms to answering insurance questions.
So that if they miss an appointment, we can have somebody on our team contact the patient and say, what happened? Did you miss the appointment because you forgot or because you were too sick to come in? Because one person isn't capable of keeping track of all of those important pieces of information.
Medical homes also try to answer more patients' questions by phone or email. They use electronic medical records. They have more same-day appointments. But the team approach means patients don't always have immediate access to their doctor. Weil says some people don't like that at first.
Wait a second. You mean I can't talk to my doctor right away? Does this mean I'm losing my primary care physician? Are you changing my health care? That was the resistance actually on the part of patients.
But he says many patients now feel like they get extra attention. One of them is Beatrice Leeds. She'll turn 80 in June.
It's a wonderful feeling to know that you have someone calling you and that you can call if there is a problem.
Now, the medical home project at Mass General is only for a small and mostly elderly group of patients. Medical home projects in other parts of the state are open to all patients. But Dr. Tim Ferris says it makes sense for medical homes to focus on patients who need a lot of care and who cost hospitals a lot of money. He's helping evaluate the medical home program at Mass General.
It's really only the very sickest 5% for whom a majority of our resources are spent taking care of them. They're the ones who need this, not everybody.
He says the close attention you get from a medical home can keep the sickest patients healthier and reduce the number of times they're hospitalized or show up at an emergency room. Skeptics say medical home is just a new name for what primary care is supposed to be. And for the concept to work, there has to be a major change in how healthcare is paid for. Medical homes need to find a way to bill for what all those team members do, and few insurance companies are set up for that. But medical home supporters say if the approach keeps people healthier, that could save enough money to make the change worthwhile. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.